subject torn between the good and the bad.
Yeah, dog.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 19-year-old college student. I know you all are probably thinking that I'm too young to be writing this letter, but I need some help. My ex-boyfriend of 2 years and I have been through serious complications. He dropped out of school and wanted me to do the same. He cheated on me with multiple women, so I left him and let God take control of my life and lead me to the right guy. So I got to know Mr. Wright, and he is the best thing I ever had in my life. He supports me. He tells me to follow my dreams and be the best that I can be. He buys me anything I want, and sometimes he buys me expensive things, even though I don't want them. Last month, he bought me a new car, and my ex found out about us, and he beat him up and caused some broken bones. I love my good man, but I will never get over the first and the bad man. What should I do? Signed, young but needing advice. Yeah, you are very young at 19, and you're moving really, really fast with your life. Too fast. We have to tell you that. You had a boyfriend at 17 who cheated on you with multiple women and wanted you to drop out of school. Bad news. This guy was not good for you. So you got smart, you said, and you left him, and you let God take control of your life. That was really, really smart. But then your letter gets a little strange because you say God led you to this other guy, and I'm not so sure about that. I'm really not, because you're 19, you're young. So who is this guy? Where is he getting this money from to buy you these expensive gifts that you don't even want? New cars and things like that. And this other guy came back into your life, the one you remember that told you to drop out of school and who cheated on you, and now you say you can't get over him. So my advice to you is to slow down. You need to take a look at your life. You said you let God take control of your life. Well, I need you to really, you know, make that happen or allow that to happen. And he's not in the mix when you're letting this other guy come back in, the one who wanted to bring you down and drop you out and make you drop out of school and things like that. I think you need to focus more on God and less on these guys and stay in school. Please do that. Steve?
All right, let me get right to it. Here's the biggest mistake we make as people. I don't care if you're 19, 59. We invite God in, then we shut him out. Biggest mistake we make. God, lead me to the right man. Show me the way. Help me, Lord. Then when you get on your feet, I got it. Do you? All right, little 19-year-old girl, listen to me close. You're not too young to be writing this letter, but you do need a little bit of help. Your ex-boyfriend, keyword ex, of 2 years, have been through some serious complications. At 19, you ain't even got into your life yet. See, remember, you were still riding the bike just a few years ago. You just got driver's license just a few years ago. Remember that? See, you just not getting into life. You already into something that's causing major complications. You're in college. This man drops out of school, asked you to do the same. Then he's cheated on you with multiple women, so you left him, and you let God take control of my life and lead me to the right guy. All that's good information. Okay, now, you get with the new guy. It's going good. He supports me and tells me to follow my dreams, be the best that I could be. He buys me anything I want. Sometimes he buys me expensive things, even though I don't want them. Last month, he bought me a new car. Okay, right here. What the hell do he do?
Right.
You 19. You ain't said how old he is. He moving like he 40. Because ain't a whole lot of 20-some-year-olds got no new car money for somebody else. Ain't too many dudes in their 20s buying anything you want and all the expensive stuff you want. Ain't too many dudes in their 20s with that capability yet, unless he a bad boy too. Well, your boyfriend found out about it, your ex, and he beat your new boyfriend up. Caused some broken bones. I love my good man, but I will never get over the first and the bad man. You'll never get over him. Why? Why? Just give me the reason why you won't ever get over him. You really do need to move on, for you wind up being stupid for a lot of years in your life when God has given you the opportunity to get away now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.